nature. Any daughter who inherits land must marry someone from her own tribe. Israel's tribal land is never to be passed from one tribe to another. Mahla, Tirzah, Hogla, Milcah, and Noah, the daughters of Zelophehad, obeyed the Lord and married their uncle's sons and remained part of the Manasseh tribe. So their land stayed in their father's clan. These are the laws that the Lord gave to Moses and the Israelites while they were camped in the lowlands of Moab across the Jordan River from Jericho.
You have been listening to The Holy Bible, The Book of Numbers, narrated by Suzanne Torin. The Book of Deuteronomy, narrated by Jonathan Davis.
Deuteronomy. About this book. It was almost time for the people of Israel to cross the Jordan River and conquer Canaan. But God refused to let Moses lead them into the land. Instead, Moses had been told that he was going to die on the eastern side of the Jordan. So Moses gave several farewell speeches to the people of Israel, in which he repeated many of God's laws. Because Moses was giving these laws to Israel for a second time, the book is now called Deuteronomy, which comes from a Greek phrase meaning second law. Moses also reminded the Israelites about the past 40 years. God had rescued them from Egypt and taken care of them in the desert, but they had not always been faithful or obedient to him. Moses told the Israelites that if they kept their agreement to worship and obey the Lord, they would be a successful and powerful nation. But if they broke their agreement and worshiped idols, the Lord promised to put terrible curses on the people. They would be defeated by their enemies and lose their land and their lives. The Final Speeches of Moses. Chapter 1. This book contains the speeches that Moses made while Israel was in the land of Moab, camped near the town of Suf, in the desert east of the Jordan River. The town of Paran was in one direction from their camp, and the towns of Tophel, Laban, Hazeroth, and Dizahab were in the opposite direction. Earlier, Moses had defeated the Amorite king Sihon of Heshbon. Moses had also defeated King Og of Bashan, who used to live in Ashtaroth for part of the year and in Edrei for the rest of the year. Although it takes only 11 days to walk from Mount Sinai to Kadesh Barnea by way of the Mount Seir road, these speeches were not made until 40 years after Israel left Egypt. The first speech. Moses reviews the past. The Lord's command at Mount Sinai. The Lord had given Moses his laws for the people of Israel, and on the first day of the 11th month, Moses began explaining those laws by saying, "People of Israel, when we were in our camp at Mount Sinai, the Lord our God told us, 'You have stayed here long enough. Leave this place and go into the land that belongs to the Amorites and their neighbors, the Canaanites. This land includes the Jordan River Valley, the hill country, the western foothills, the southern desert, the Mediterranean Sea coast, the Lebanon Mountains, and all the territory as far as the Euphrates River. I give you this land just as I promised your ancestors Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Now you must go and take the land.'" Leaders were appointed. Moses said, "Right after the Lord commanded us to leave Mount Sinai, I told you, 'Israel, being your leader, is too big a job for one person. The Lord our God has blessed us, and so now there are as many of us as there are stars in the sky. God has even promised to bless us 1,000 times more, and I pray that he will. But I cannot take care of all your problems and settle all your arguments alone. Each tribe must choose some experienced men who are known for their wisdom and understanding, and I will make those men the official leaders of their tribes. You answered, "That's a good idea." Then I took these men, who were already wise and respected leaders, and I appointed them as your official leaders. Some of them became military officers in charge of groups of 1,000 or 100 or 50 or 10, and others became judges. I gave these judges the following instructions. When you settle legal cases, your decisions must be fair. It doesn't matter if the case is between two Israelites or between an Israelite and a foreigner living in your community. And it doesn't matter if one is helpless and the other is powerful. Don't be afraid of anyone. No matter who shows up in your court, God will help you make a fair decision. If any case is too hard for you, bring the people to me and I will make the decision. After I gave these instructions to the judges, I taught you the Lord's commands. Men were sent to explore the hill country. Moses said to Israel, "The Lord had commanded us to leave Mount Sinai and go to the hill country that belonged to the Amorites. So we started out into the huge desert. You remember how frightening it was, but soon we were at Kadesh Barnea, and I told you, 'We have reached the hill country. It belongs to the Amorites now, but the Lord our God is giving it to us. He is the same God our ancestors worshipped, and he has told us to go in and take this land. So don't hesitate and be afraid.' Then all of you came to me and said, 'Before we go into the land, let's send some men to explore it. When they come back, they can tell us about the towns we will find and what roads we should take to get there.' It seemed like a good idea. So I chose 12 men, one from each tribe. They explored the hill country as far as Bunch Valley and even brought back some of the fruit. They said, 'The Lord our God is giving us good land.' Israel refused to obey the Lord. Moses said to Israel, 'You did not want to go into the land, and you refused to obey the Lord your God. You stayed in your tents and grumbled. The Lord must hate us. He brought us out of Egypt just so he could hand us over to the Amorites and get rid of us. We are afraid, because the men who explored the land told us that the cities are large, with walls that reach to the sky. The people who live there are taller and stronger than we are, and some of them are Anakim. We have nowhere to go.' Then I said, 'Don't worry. The Lord, our God, will lead the way. He will fight on our side, just as he did when we saw him do all those things to the Egyptians. And you know that the Lord has taken care of us the whole time we've been in the desert, just as you might carry one of your children. But you still would not trust the Lord, even though he had always been with us in the desert. During the daytime, the Lord was in the cloud, leading us in the right direction and showing us where to camp. And at night, he was there in the fire. You had made the Lord angry, and he said, 'You people of this generation are evil, and I refuse to let you go into the good land that I promised your ancestors.' Caleb, son of Jephunneh, is the only one of your generation that I will allow to go in. He obeyed me completely, so I will give him and his descendants the land he explored. The Lord was even angry with me because of you people, and he said, 'Moses, I won't let you go into the land either. Instead, I will let Joshua, your assistant, lead Israel to conquer the land. So encourage him.' Then the Lord spoke to you again, 'People of Israel, You said that your innocent young children would be taken prisoner in the battle for the land. But some day I will let them go into the land, and with my help they will conquer it and live there. Now turn around and go back into the desert by way of Red Sea Road. Then you told me, we disobeyed the Lord our God, but now we want to obey him. We will go into the hill country and fight, just as he told us to do. So you picked up your weapons, thinking it would be easy to take over the hill country. But the Lord said, Moses, warn them not to go into the hill country. I won't help them fight, and their enemies will defeat them. I told you what the Lord had said, but you paid no attention. You disobeyed him and went into the hill country anyway. You thought you were so great. But when the Amorites in the hill country attacked from their towns, you ran from them as you would run from a swarm of bees. The Amorites chased your troops into Seir, as far as Hormah, killing them as they went. Then you came back to the place of worship at Kadesh Barnea and wept. But the Lord would not listen to your prayers. Israel spent years in the desert. Moses said to Israel, after we had been in Kadesh for a few months, we obeyed the Lord and headed back into the desert by way of Red Sea Road. Chapter 2. We spent many years wandering around outside the hill country of Seir, until the Lord said, Moses, Israel has wandered in these hills long enough. Turn and go north, and give the people these orders. Be very careful, because you will soon go through the land that belongs to your relatives, the descendants of Esau. They are afraid of you, but don't start a war with them. I have given them the hill country of Seir, so I won't give any of it to you, not even enough to set a foot on. And as you go through their land, you will have to buy food and water from them. The Lord has helped us and taken care of us during the past 40 years that we have been in this huge desert. We've had everything we needed, and the Lord has blessed us and made us successful in whatever we have done. We went past the territory that belonged to our relatives, the descendants of Esau. We followed Araba Road that starts in the south of Elath and Ezion-Geber. Then we turned onto the desert road that leads to Moab. The Lord told me, don't try to start a war with Moab. Leave them alone, because I gave the land of Ar to them, and I will not let you have any of it. Tribes that live near Canaan. Before the Lord gave the Moabites their land, a large and powerful tribe lived there. They were the Emim, and they were as tall as the Anakim. The Moabites called them Emim, though others sometimes use the name Rephaim for both the Anakim and the Emim. The Horites used to live in Seir, but the Edomites took over that region. They killed many of the Horites and forced the rest of them to leave, just as Israel did to the people in the land that the Lord gave them. Israel crossed the Zered Gorge. Moses said to Israel, when we came to the Zered Gorge along the southern border of Moab, the Lord told us to cross the gorge into Moab, and we did. This was 38 years after we left Kadesh Barnea. And by that time, all the men who had been in the army at Kadesh Barnea had died, just as the Lord had said they would. The Lord kept getting rid of them until finally none of them were left. Then the Lord told me, Moses, now go past the town of Ar and cross Moab's northern border into Ammon. But don't start a war with the Ammonites. I gave them their land, and I won't give any of it to Israel. More nations that live near Canaan. Before the Ammonites conquered the land that the Lord had given them, some of the Rephaim used to live there, although the Ammonites called them Zamzumim. The Zamzumim were a large and powerful tribe and were as tall as the Anakim. But the Lord helped the Ammonites, and they killed many of the Zamzummim, and forced the rest to leave. Then the Ammonites settled there. The Lord helped them as he had helped the Edomites, who killed many of the Horites in Seir, and forced the rest to leave before settling there themselves. A group called the Avim used to live in villages as far south as Gaza, but the Philistines killed them and settled on their land. Israel crossed the Arnon Gorge. Moses said, "After we went through Ammon, the Lord told us, 'Israel, pack up your possessions, take down your tents, and cross the Arnon River Gorge. The territory of the Amorite king Sihon of Heshbon lies on the other side of the river, but I now give you his land. So attack and take it. Today I will start making all other nations afraid of you. They will tremble with fear when anyone mentions you, and they will be terrified when you show up.'" The defeat of King Sihon of Heshbon. Moses said to Israel, "After we had crossed the Arnon and had set up camp in the Kedemoth Desert, I sent messengers to King Sihon of Heshbon, telling him that his nation and ours could be at peace. I said, 'Please let Israel go across your country. We will walk straight through without turning off the road. You can even sell us food and water, and we will pay with silver. We need to reach the Jordan River and cross it, because the Lord our God is giving us the land on the west side. The Edomites and Moabites have already let us cross their land. Please let us cross your land as well.' But Sihon refused to let us go across his country, because the Lord made him stubborn and eager to fight us. The Lord told me, 'I am going to help you defeat Sihon and take his land. So attack him.' We met Sihon and his army in battle at Jahaz, and the Lord our God helped us defeat them. We killed Sihon, his sons, and everyone else in his army. Then we captured and destroyed every town in Sihon's kingdom, killing everyone, but keeping the livestock and everything else of value. The Lord helped us capture every town from the Arnon River Gorge north to the boundary of Gilead, including the town of Aroer on the edge of the gorge and the town in the middle of the gorge. However, we stayed away from all the Ammonite towns, both in the hill country and near the Jabbok River, just as the Lord had commanded." The defeat of King Og of Bashan. Moses said to Israel, Chapter 3. When we turned onto the road that leads to Bashan, King Og of Bashan led out his whole army to fight us at Edrei. But the Lord told me, "Moses, don't be afraid of King Og. I am going to help you defeat him and his army and take over his land. Destroy him and his people, just as you did with the Amorite king Sihon of Heshbon. The Lord our God helped us destroy Og and his army and conquer his entire kingdom of Bashan, including the Argob region. His kingdom had lots of villages and 60 towns with high walls and gates that locked with bars. We completely destroyed them all, killing everyone, but keeping the livestock and everything else of value. Sihon and Og had ruled Amorite kingdoms east of the Jordan River. Their land stretched from the Arnon River Gorge in the south to Mount Hermon in the north, and we captured it all. Mount Hermon is called Mount Syrian by the people of Sidon, and it is called Mount Senir by the Amorites. We captured all the towns in the highlands, all of Gilead, and all of Bashan, as far as Salaka, and Edrei, two of the towns that Og had ruled. Og's coffin. King Og was the last of the Rephaim, and his coffin is in the town of Rabbah in Ammon. It is made of hard black rock, and is 13.5 feet long and 6 feet wide. The land east of the Jordan River is divided. Moses said to Israel, I gave some of the land and towns we captured to the tribes of Reuben and Gad. Their share started at the Arnon River Gorge in the south, took in the town of Aroer on the edge of the gorge, and went far enough north to include the southern half of the Gilead region. The northern part of their land went as far east as the upper Jabbok River Gorge, which formed their border with the Ammonites. I also gave them the eastern side of the Jordan River Valley, from Lake Galilee south to the Dead Sea, below the slopes of Mount Pisgah. I gave the northern half of Gilead and all of the Bashan region to half the tribe of Manasseh. Bashan had belonged to King Og, and the Argob region in Bashan used to be called the Land of the Rephaim. Jair, from the Manasseh tribe, conquered the Argob region as far west as the kingdoms of Geshur and Maacah. The Israelites even started calling Bashan by the name Villages of Jair, and that is still its name. I gave the northern half of Gilead to the Macher clan. At that time I told the men of Reuben, Gad, and East Manasseh, The Lord our God told me to give you this land with its towns, and that's what I have done. Now your wives and children can stay here with your large flocks of sheep and goats and your large herds of cattle. But all of you men that can serve in our army must cross the Jordan River and help the other tribes, because they are your relatives. The Lord will let them defeat the enemy nations on the west side of the Jordan and take their land. Afterwards, you can come back here to the land I gave you. Then I told Joshua, You saw how the Lord, our God, helped us destroy King Sihon and King Og. So don't be afraid. Wherever you go, the Lord will fight on your side and help you destroy your enemies. God refused to let Moses enter Canaan. Moses said to Israel, At that time I prayed and begged, Our Lord, it seems that you have just begun to show me your great power. No other God in the sky or on earth is able to do the mighty things that you do. The land west of the Jordan is such good land. Please let me cross the Jordan and see the hills and the Lebanon mountains. But the Lord was angry with me because of you people, and he refused to listen. That's enough, he said. I don't want to hear any more. Climb to the top of Mount Pisgah and look north, south, east, and west. Take a good look. But you are not going to cross the Jordan River. Joshua will lead Israel across the Jordan to take the land. So help him be strong and brave, and tell him what he must do. After this, we stayed in the valley at Beth Peor. Israel must obey God. Moses said, Chapter 4 Israel, listen to these laws and teachings. If you obey them, you will live, and you will go in and take the land that the Lord is giving you. He is the God your ancestors worshipped, and now he is your God. I am telling you everything he has commanded, so don't add anything or take anything away. You saw how he killed everyone who worshipped the god Baal Peor. But all of you that were faithful to the Lord your God are still alive today. No other nation has laws that are as fair as the ones the Lord my God told me to give you. If you faithfully obey them when you enter the land, you will show other nations how wise you are. In fact, everyone that hears about your laws will say, That great nation certainly is wise. And what makes us greater than other nations? We have a God who is close to us and answers our prayers. You must be very careful not to forget the things you have seen God do for you. Keep reminding yourselves and tell your children and grandchildren as well. Do you remember the day you stood in the Lord's presence at Mount Sinai? The Lord said, Moses, bring the people of Israel here. I want to speak to them, so they will obey me as long as they live, and so they will teach their children to obey me too. Mount Sinai was surrounded by deep dark clouds, and fire went up to the sky. You came to the foot of the mountain, and the Lord spoke to you from the fire. You could hear him and understand what he was saying, but you couldn't see him. The Lord said he was making an agreement with you, and he told you that your part of the agreement is to obey the Ten Commandments. Then the Lord wrote these commandments on two flat stones. That's when the Lord commanded me to give you the laws and teachings you must obey in the land that you will conquer west of the Jordan River. Don't worship idols. Moses said to Israel, "When God spoke to you from the fire, he was invisible. So be careful not to commit the sin of worshiping idols. Don't make idols to be worshipped, whether they are shaped like men, women, animals, birds, reptiles, or fish. And when you see the sun or moon or stars, don't be tempted to bow down and worship them. The Lord put them there for all the other nations to worship. But you are the Lord's people, because he led you through fiery trials and rescued you from Egypt. The Lord was angry at me because of what you said, and he told me that he would not let me cross the Jordan River into the good land that he is giving you. So I must stay here and die on this side of the Jordan, but you will cross the river and take the land. Always remember the agreement that the Lord your God made with you, and don't make an idol in any shape or form. The Lord will be angry if you worship other gods, and he can be like a fire, destroying everything in its path. Soon you will cross the Jordan River and settle down in the land. Then in the years to come, you will have children, and they will give you grandchildren. After many years, you might lose your sense of right and wrong and make idols, even though the Lord, your God, hates them. So I am giving you fair warning today, and I call the earth and the sky as witnesses. If you ever make idols, the Lord will be angry, and you won't have long to live, because the Lord will let you be wiped out. Only a few of you will survive, and the Lord will force you to leave the land and will scatter you among the nations. There you will have to worship gods made of wood and stone, and these are nothing but idols that can't see or hear or eat or smell. In all of your troubles, you may finally decide that you want to worship only the Lord. And if you turn back to him and obey him completely, he will again be your God. The Lord, your God, will have mercy. He won't destroy you or desert you. The Lord will remember his promise, and he will keep the agreement he made with your ancestors. When the Lord, your God, brought you out of Egypt, you saw how he fought for you and showed his great power by performing terrifying miracles. You became his people. And at Mount Sinai, you heard him talking to you out of fiery flames. And yet, you are still alive. Has anything like this ever happened since the time God created humans? No matter where you go or who you ask, you will get the same answer. No one has ever heard of another God even trying to do such things as the Lord your God has done for you. The Lord wants you to know he is the only true God, and he wants you to obey him. That's why he let you see his mighty miracles and his fierce fire on earth, and why you heard his voice from that fire and from the sky. The Lord loved your ancestors and decided that you would be his people. So the Lord used his great power to bring you out of Egypt. Now you face other nations more powerful than you are. But the Lord has already started forcing them out of their land and giving it to you. So remember that the Lord is the only true God, whether in the sky above or on the earth below. Today I am explaining his laws and teachings. And if you always obey them, you and your descendants will live long and be successful in the land the Lord is giving you. Safe towns. Moses said, "People of Israel, you must set aside the following three towns east of the Jordan River as safe towns. Bezer, in the desert highlands belonging to the Reuben tribe. Ramoth, in Gilead, belonging to the Gad tribe. And Golan, in Bashan, belonging to the Manasseh tribe. If you kill a neighbor without meaning to, and if you had not been angry with that person, you can run to one of these towns and find safety." The second speech. Moses tells what the Lord demands. Israel at Beth Peor. The Israelites had come from Egypt and were camped east of the Jordan River near Beth Peor when Moses gave these laws and teachings. The land around their camp had once belonged to King Sihon of Heshbon. But Moses and the Israelites defeated him, and King Og of Bashan, and took their lands. These two Amorite kings had ruled the territory east of the Jordan River, from the town of Aroer on the edge of the Arnon River Gorge, north to Mount Hermon. Their land included the eastern side of the Jordan River Valley, as far south as the Dead Sea, below the slopes of Mount Pisgah. The Ten Commandments. Chapter 5. Moses called together the people of Israel and said, "Today I am telling you the laws and teachings that you must follow, so listen carefully. The Lord our God made an agreement with our nation at Mount Sinai. That agreement wasn't only with our ancestors, but with us who are here today. The Lord himself spoke to you out of the fire, but you were afraid of the fire and refused to go up the mountain. So I spoke with the Lord for you. Then I told you that he had said, 'I am the Lord, your God, the one who brought you out of Egypt, where you were slaves. Do not worship any god except me. Do not make idols that look like anything in the sky or on earth, or in the ocean under the earth. Don't bow down and worship idols. I am the Lord, your God, and I demand all your love. If you reject me and worship idols, I will punish your families for 3 or 4 generations. But if you love me and obey my laws, I will be kind to your families for thousands of generations. Do not misuse my name. I am the Lord your God, and I will punish anyone who misuses my name. Show respect for the Sabbath day. It belongs to me. You have 6 days when you can do your work, but the 7th day of the week belongs to me, your God. No one is to work on that day, not you, your children, your oxen or donkeys, or any other animal, not even those foreigners who live in your towns. And don't make your slaves do any work. This special day of rest will remind you that I reached out my mighty arm and rescued you from slavery in Egypt. Respect your father and mother, and you will live a long and successful life in the land I am giving you. Do not murder. Be faithful in marriage. Do not steal. Do not tell lies about others. Do not want anything that belongs to someone else. Do not want anyone's wife or husband, house, land, slaves, oxen, donkeys, or anything else. When we were gathered on the mountain, the Lord spoke to us in a loud voice from the dark, fiery cloud. The Lord gave us these commands, and only these. Then he wrote them on 2 flat stones and gave them to me. The people were afraid. Moses said to Israel, "When fire blazed from the mountain, and you heard the voice coming from the darkness, your tribal leaders came to me and said, 'Today the Lord, our God, has shown us how powerful and glorious He is. He spoke to us from the fire, and we learned that people can live even though God speaks to them. But we don't want to take a chance on being killed by that terrible fire. And if we keep on hearing the Lord's voice, we will die. Has anyone else ever heard the only true God speaking from fire as we have? And even if they have, would they live to tell about it? Moses, go up close and listen to the Lord, then come back and tell us, and we will do everything He says.' The Lord heard you and said, 'Moses, I heard what the people said to you, and I approve. I wish they would always worship me with fear and trembling, and be this willing to obey me. Then they and their children would always enjoy a successful life. Now, tell them to return to their tents, but you come back here to me. After I tell you my laws and teachings, you will repeat them to the people, so they can obey these laws in the land I am giving them.' Moses said, 'Israel, you must carefully obey the Lord's commands. Follow them, because they make a path that will lead to a long, successful life in the land the Lord your God is giving you.'" The Most Important Commandment. Moses said to Israel, Chapter 6. The Lord told me to give you these laws and teachings so you can obey them in the land He is giving you. Soon you will cross the Jordan River and take that land. And if you and your descendants want to live a long time, you must always worship the Lord and obey His laws. Pay attention, Israel. Our ancestors worshiped the Lord, and He promised to give us this land that is rich with milk and honey. Be careful to obey Him, and you will become a successful and powerful nation. Listen, Israel. The Lord, our God, is the only true God. So love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and strength. Memorize His laws, and tell them to your children over and over again. Talk about them all the time, whether you're at home or walking along the road or going to bed at night or getting up in the morning. Write down copies and tie them to your wrists and foreheads to help you obey them. Write these laws on the door frames of your homes and on your town gates. Worship only the Lord. Moses said to Israel, "The Lord promised your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that He would give you this land. Now He will take you there and give you large towns with good buildings that you didn't build, and houses full of good things that you didn't put there. The Lord will give you wells that you didn't have to dig, and vineyards and olive orchards that you didn't have to plant. But when you have eaten so much that you can't eat any more, don't forget it was the Lord who set you free from slavery and brought you out of Egypt. Worship and obey the Lord, your God, with fear and trembling, and promise that you will be loyal to Him. Don't have anything to do with gods that are worshipped by the nations around you. If you worship other gods, the Lord will be furious and wipe you off the face of the earth. The Lord, your God, is with you. So don't try to make Him prove that He can help you, as you did at Massah. Always obey the laws that the Lord has given you, and live in a way that pleases Him. Then you will be able to go in and take this good land from your enemies, just as He promised your ancestors. Someday your children will ask, 'Why did the Lord give us these laws and teachings? Then you will answer, "We were slaves of the king of Egypt, but the Lord used his great power and set us free. We saw him perform miracles and make horrible things happen to the king, his officials, and everyone else. The Lord rescued us from Egypt, so he could bring us into this land as he had promised our ancestors. That's why the Lord, our God, demands that we obey his laws and worship him with fear and trembling. And if we do, he will protect us and help us be successful. Force the other nations out of the land." Moses said, Chapter 7. People of Israel, the Lord, your God, will help you take the land of the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, and the Jebusites. These seven nations have more people and are stronger than Israel. But when you attack them, the Lord will force them out of the land. Then you must destroy them without mercy. Don't make any peace treaties with them, and don't let your sons and daughters marry any of them. If you do, those people will lead your descendants to worship other gods and to turn their backs on the Lord. That will make him very angry, and he will quickly destroy Israel. So when you conquer these nations, tear down the altars where they worship their gods. Break up their sacred stones. Cut down the poles that they use in worshiping the goddess Asherah, and throw their idols in the fire. The Lord's Chosen People. Moses said, "Israel, you are the chosen people of the Lord your God. There are many nations on this earth, but he chose only Israel to be his very own. You were the weakest of all nations, but the Lord chose you because he loves you, and because he had made a promise to your ancestors. Then, with his mighty arm, he rescued you from the king of Egypt, who had made you his slaves. You know that the Lord your God is the only true God. So love him and obey his commands, and he will faithfully keep his agreement with you and your descendants for 1,000 generations. But if you turn against the Lord, he will quickly destroy you. So be sure to obey his laws and teachings I am giving you today. The Lord will bless you if you obey." Moses said to Israel, "If you completely obey these laws, the Lord, your God, will be loyal and keep the agreement he made with you, just as he promised our ancestors. The Lord will love you and bless you by giving you many children and plenty of food, wine, and olive oil. Your herds of cattle will have many calves, and your flocks of sheep will have many lambs. God will bless you more than any other nation. Your families will grow and your livestock increase. You will no longer suffer with the same horrible diseases that you sometimes had in Egypt. You will be healthy, but the Lord will make your enemies suffer from those diseases. Destroy the nations and their gods." Moses said to Israel, "When the Lord helps you defeat your enemies, you must destroy them without pity. And don't get trapped into worshiping their gods." You may be thinking, "How can we destroy these nations? They are more powerful than we are." But stop worrying. Just remember what the Lord your God did to Egypt and its king. You saw how the Lord used his tremendous power to work great miracles and bring you out of Egypt. And he will again work miracles for you when you face these enemies you fear so much. Some of them may try to survive by hiding from you, but the Lord will make them panic, and soon they will be dead. So don't be frightened when you meet them in battle. The Lord, your God, is great and fearsome, and he will fight at your side. As you attack these nations, the Lord will force them out little by little. He won't let you get rid of them all at once. If he did, there wouldn't be enough people living in the land to keep down the number of wild animals. But when you attack your enemies, the Lord will make them panic, and you will easily destroy them. You will defeat them one after another until they are gone, and no one will remember they ever lived. After you conquer a nation, burn their idols. Don't get trapped into wanting the silver or gold on an idol. Even the metal on an idol is disgusting to the Lord, so destroy it. If you bring it home with you, both you and your house will be destroyed. Stay away from those disgusting idols. The Lord takes care of you. Moses said, Chapter 8, Israel, do you want to go into the land the Lord promised your ancestors? Do you want to capture it, live there, and become a powerful nation? Then be sure to obey every command I am giving you. Don't forget how the Lord, your God, has led you through the desert for the past 40 years. He wanted to find out if you were truly willing to obey him and depend on him, so he made you go hungry. Then he gave you manna, a kind of food that you and your ancestors had never even heard about. The Lord was teaching you that people need more than food to live. They need every word that the Lord has spoken. Over the past 40 years, your clothing hasn't worn out, and your feet haven't swollen. So keep in mind that the Lord has been correcting you, just as parents correct their children. Obey the commands the Lord your God has given you, and worship him with fear and trembling. The Lord, your God, is bringing you into a good land, with streams that flow from springs in the valleys and hills. You can dig for copper in those hills, and the stones are made of iron ore, and you won't go hungry. Wheat and barley fields are everywhere, and so are vineyards and orchards full of fig, pomegranate, and olive trees, and there is plenty of honey. Don't forget the Lord. Moses said to Israel, after you eat and are full, give praise to the Lord your God for the good land he gave you. Make sure that you never forget the Lord or disobey his laws and teachings that I am giving you today. If you always obey them, you will have plenty to eat, and you will build good houses to live in. You will get more and more cattle, sheep, silver, gold, and other possessions. But when all this happens, don't be proud. Don't forget that you were once slaves in Egypt, and that it was the Lord who set you free. Remember how he led you in that huge and frightening desert where poisonous snakes and scorpions live. There was no water, but the Lord split open a rock and water poured out so you could drink. He also gave you manna, a kind of food your ancestors had never even heard about. The Lord was testing you to make you trust him, so that later on, he could be good to you. When you become successful, don't say, I'm rich, and I've earned it all myself. Instead, remember that the Lord, your God, gives you the strength to make a living. That's how he keeps the promise he made to your ancestors. But I'm warning you, if you forget the Lord, your God, and worship other gods, the Lord will destroy you, just as he destroyed the nations you fought. Why the Lord will help Israel. Moses said, Chapter 9, Israel, listen to me. You will soon cross the Jordan River and go into the land to force out the nations that live there. They are more powerful than you are, and the walls around their cities reach to the sky. Some of these nations are descendants of the Anakim. You know how tall and strong they are, and you've heard that no one can defeat them in battle. But the Lord, your God, has promised to go ahead of you like a raging fire burning everything in its path. So when you attack your enemies, it will be easy for you to destroy them and take their land. After the Lord helps you wipe out these nations and conquer their land, don't think he did it because you are such good people. You aren't good. You are stubborn. No, the Lord is going to help you because the nations that live there are evil, and because he wants to keep the promise he made to your ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When Israel made an idol, Moses said to Israel, "Don't ever forget how you kept rebelling and making the Lord angry the whole time you were in the desert. You rebelled from the day you left Egypt until the day you arrived here. At Mount Sinai, you made the Lord so angry that he was going to destroy you. It happened during those 40 days and nights that I was on the mountain without anything to eat or drink. He had told me to come up there so he could give me the agreement he made with us. And this agreement was actually the same 10 commandments he had announced to you when he spoke from the fire on the mountain. The Lord had written them on 2 flat stones with his own hand. But after giving me the 2 stones, he said, 'Moses, hurry down the mountain to those people you led out of Egypt. They have already disobeyed me and committed the terrible sin of making an idol. I've been watching the Israelites, and I've seen how stubborn and rebellious they are. So don't try to stop me. I am going to wipe them out, and no one on earth will remember they ever lived. Then I will let your descendants become an even bigger and more powerful nation than Israel.' Moses said, 'Fire was raging on the mountaintop as I went back down, carrying the 2 stones with the commandments on them. I saw how quickly you had sinned and disobeyed the Lord your God. There you were, worshiping the metal idol you had made in the shape of a calf. So I threw down the 2 stones and smashed them before your very eyes. I bowed down at the place of worship and prayed to the Lord, without drinking or eating for 40 days and nights. You had committed a terrible sin by making that idol, and the Lord hated what you had done. He was angry enough to destroy all of you and Aaron as well. So I prayed for you and Aaron as I had done before, and this time the Lord answered my prayers. It was a sin for you to make that idol, so I threw it into the fire to melt it down. Then I took the lump of gold, ground it into powder, and threw the powder into the stream flowing down the mountain. You also made the Lord angry when you were staying at Taberah, at Massa, and at Kibroth Hatteava. Then at Kadesh Barnea the Lord said, 'I am giving you the land, so go ahead and take it.' But since you didn't trust the Lord, you rebelled and disobeyed his command. In fact, you've rebelled against the Lord for as long as he has known you. After you had made the idol in the shape of a calf, the Lord said he was going to destroy you. So I bowed down in front of the sacred tent for 40 days and nights, and I prayed, 'Our Lord, please don't wipe out your people. You used your great power to rescue them from Egypt and to make them your very own. Israel's ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, obeyed you faithfully. Think about them, and not about Israel's stubbornness, evil, and sin. If you destroy your people, the Egyptians will say, "The Lord promised to give Israel land, but he wasn't powerful enough to keep his promise. In fact, he hated them so much that he took them into the desert and killed them. But you, our Lord, chose the people of Israel to be your own, and with your mighty power, you rescued them from Egypt." The second set of commandments. Moses said to the people. Chapter 10. The Lord told me to chisel out 2 flat stones, just like the ones he had given me earlier. He also commanded me to make a wooden chest. Then come up the mountain and meet with him. He told me that he would write the same words on the new stones that he had written on the ones I broke, and that I could put these stones in this sacred chest. So I made a chest out of acacia wood, and I chiseled two flat stones like the ones I broke. Then I carried the stones up the mountain, where the Lord wrote the Ten Commandments on them, just as he had done the first time. The commandments were exactly what he had announced from the fire when you were gathered at the mountain. After the Lord returned the stones to me, I took them down the mountainside and put them in the chest, just as he had commanded, and they are still there. Aaron died. Moses said to Israel, "Later we set up camp at the wells belonging to the descendants of Jaakim. Then we moved on and camped at Masirah, where Aaron died and was buried. And his son Eleazar became the priest. Next we camped at Gudgada, and then at Jotbatha, where there are flowing streams." The Levites were appointed to carry the chest. Moses said to Israel, "After I put the two stones in the sacred chest, the Lord chose the tribe of Levi, not only to carry the chest, but also to serve as his priests at the place of worship, and to bless the other tribes in his name. And they still do these things. The Lord promised that he would always provide for the tribe of Levi, and that's why he won't give them any land, when he divides it among the other tribes." The Lord answered the prayers of Moses. Moses said to Israel, "When I had taken the second set of stones up the mountain, I spent 40 days and nights there, just as I had done before. Once again the Lord answered my prayer and did not destroy you. Instead he told me, 'Moses, get ready to lead the people into the land that I promised their ancestors.'" What the Lord wants. Moses said, "People of Israel, what does the Lord your God want from you? The Lord wants you to respect and follow him, to love and serve him with all your heart and soul, and to obey his laws and teachings that I am giving you today. Do this, and all will go well for you. Everything belongs to the Lord your God, not only the earth and everything on it, but also the sky and the highest heavens. Yet the Lord loved your ancestors and wanted them to belong to him. So he chose them and their descendants rather than any other nation, and today you are still his people. Remember your agreement with the Lord and stop being so stubborn. The Lord your God is more powerful than all other gods and lords, and his tremendous power is to be feared. His decisions are always fair, and you cannot bribe him to change his mind. The Lord defends the rights of orphans and widows. He cares for foreigners and gives them food and clothing. And you should also care for them, because you were foreigners in Egypt. Respect the Lord your God. Serve only him, and make promises in his name alone. Offer your praises to him, because you have seen him work such terrifying miracles for you. When your ancestors went to live in Egypt, there were only 70 of them. But the Lord has blessed you, and now there are more of you than there are stars in the sky. If you are loyal to the Lord, he will bless you. Moses said to Israel, Chapter 11. The Lord is your God, so you must always love him and obey his laws and teachings. Remember, he corrected you and not your children. You are the ones who saw the Lord use his great power when he worked miracles in Egypt, making terrible things happen to the king and all his people. And when the Egyptian army chased you in their chariots, you saw the Lord drown them and their horses in the Red Sea. Egypt still suffers from that defeat. You saw what the Lord did for you while you were in the desert, right up to the time you arrived here. And you saw how the Lord made the ground open up in the middle of our camp underneath the tents of Dathan and Abiram, who were swallowed up along with their families, their animals, and their tents. With your own eyes, you saw the Lord's mighty power do all these things. Soon you will cross the Jordan River, and if you obey the laws and teachings I'm giving you today, you will be strong enough to conquer the land that the Lord promised your ancestors and their descendants. It's rich with milk and honey, and you will live there and enjoy it for a long time. It's better land than you had in Egypt, where you had to struggle just to water your crops. But the hills and valleys in the promised land are watered by rain from heaven, because the Lord, your God, keeps his eye on this land and takes care of it all year long. The Lord, your God, commands you to love him and to serve him with all your heart and soul. If you obey him, he will send rain at the right seasons, so you will have more than enough food, wine, and olive oil, and there will be plenty of grass for your cattle. But watch out. You will be tempted to turn your backs on the Lord. And if you worship other gods, the Lord will become angry and keep the rain from falling. Nothing will grow in your fields, and you will die and disappear from the good land that the Lord is giving you. Memorize these laws and think about them. Write down copies and tie them to your wrists and your foreheads to help you obey them. Teach them to your children. Talk about them all the time, whether you're at home or walking along the road or going to bed at night or getting up in the morning. Write them on the door frames of your homes and on your town gates. Then you and your descendants will live a long time in the land that the Lord promised your ancestors. Your families will live there as long as the sky is above the earth. Love the Lord your God and obey all the laws and teachings that I'm giving you today. If you live the way the Lord wants, he will help you take